You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. It's time for another edition of Theater Talk as we turn to David Kiley of Encore, Michigan, to take us around the state looking at productions from professional theater companies. And David, let's start with a last blast of summer Shakespeare, the Pigeon Creek Shakespeare Company, wrapping up the summer at a very special venue.
Yes, Pigeon Creek is on the west side of the state. And they're performing something really special, which is a production of Julius Caesar in the Rose Theater at the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp, which is in Twin Lake, Michigan. And there's only one performance. So why is it so special? It's because the Rose Theater is a replica of the Elizabethan outdoor theater where Shakespeare's plays were first performed in his time. And I must tell you, I've been there once before. My son did the Shakespeare track at the camp and got to perform there. And I get chills thinking about this and having this really terrific company performing an entire play in this really magical venue.
And even if it rains, you're still good?
It poured rain the day my son was on, and I was mesmerized by the fact that it's an outdoor theater and we were all dry because of this sort of architectural miracle, you know, of just brilliant design.
Well, here's Executive Director Catherine Mayberry as she talks to us about this rare performing space.
In this area, the next closest place you could go to see one of these would be in Virginia. So for people in Michigan to be able to see a performance there is extremely rare. And it's just a beautiful space. And one of the things that we find performing there is that it creates a very special relationship between the actors and the audience because the audience is surrounding the stage and the performances take place in daylight. So not only can the audience see us, but when we're standing on stage, we can look out and make eye contact with all of those people in the audience, and it really pulls them into the performance.
And doing Julius Caesar, you say this is one of Shakespeare's most accessible plays?
Yeah, I have always found it because people are so familiar with the story at this point. It's so often taught in schools as opposed to some of the other plays. And it's got violence and it's got all the good stuff that people kind of gravitate to at the movie theaters now. So that's why I think it's perhaps the most accessible.
Well, here's Catherine Mayberry again talking about this choice of doing Julius Caesar at the Rose Theater.
Julius Caesar is a play where the audience can be really highly involved because there are all of these crowd scenes and these famous speeches like Antony's friends, Romans, countrymen, that the characters are actually giving to a crowd. And the Rose is a perfect place to get the audience involved in that way and sort of turn them into the citizens of Rome and have the characters interact with them.
So again, that's this Saturday, one performance of Julius Caesar by the Pigeon Creek Shakespeare Company at the Rose Theater at the Blue Lake Fine Arts Camp in Twin Lake. Over to the midsection of Michigan, to Milan, it's the second annual Crooked Tree Play Festival. Now, what's happening and who's behind this?
Well, this is a creation of the Roustabout Theater Company. They'll be doing live readings of new plays by six different Michigan-born or Michigan-resident playwrights. And it's organized by Joe Zettelmeyer, who is one of Michigan's best and most prolific playwrights. And the readings takes place in shops and public spaces and downtown Milan. And that takes place on Friday, August 25th, starting at 5 p.m., and Saturday, August 26th, starting at 3 p.m.
So interesting to bring a theatrical experience out to the people rather than having people coming into a theater space. And in fact, here's playwright Joseph Zettelmeyer talking about that very fact.
The founders of Roustabout Theater and I have all been working in the professional Michigan theater community for many years. And in that time, we've seen the benefit of bringing the arts to small towns. We saw Chelsea change when the Purple Rose Theater opened. We saw Williamston Theater change when Williamston Theater opened. We've seen the way that arts bring a great deal of life to a community, and we really like the idea of traveling to multiple locations to try and, you know, spread the theater love, as it were, to as many different places as possible.
And they put out a call to Michigan playwrights.
Yes, it's excellent. I'm actually in a play festival like this right now, and it's fantastic to see all of these local writers getting their work done on stage.
And I know Joe said they got 18 plays, and they had to narrow it down to five traditional theater scripts and one children's script.
One of the things we're really proud about this year is it's a wide variety of scripts. We've got two romantic comedies, a children's play, a horror play, a fairy tale, and a historical drama.
Tons of fun. That does sound really, really great. Now we go to Pinckney for the, I love this title, The Great American Trailer Park Musical.
Yes, something funny, a little bit silly. There are a few of these trailer park musicals in a series. This is the original one. They are very funny, and the cast assembled at the Dio for this one is quite good. And I must say that casting is especially important with this show. I mean, casting is always important, but it's really important with this show because it's the talent of the actors, more so than other shows, that kind of elevates this kind of comedy almost beyond the silliness of the script. The plot is kind of almost immaterial. It's really about a small group of folks living in a trailer park, kind of living up to that stereotype.
Let's take a quick listen to a clip from the cast album.
Is this the right side of the tracks? Is this the wrong side of the tracks? Well, that we live this side of the tracks. We live this side of the tracks. Where it's hotter than Hades. And in a heat like this, it's hard to act like ladies when you're this side of the tracks.
That does sound like a lot of fun. A perfect summer theater experience.
Mm-hmm.
Over to Augusta and the Barn Theater.
The Barn is closing out their summer season with Rent. Everybody knows Rent at this point, I would think. It's a cult musical that began in New York City about a group of people struggling through the AIDS crisis on the Lower East Side of Manhattan. The music and dance is pretty unforgettable, which is why it's a cult musical. And I expect The Barn to do a great job with this.
And now we go to Ferndale to the Slipstream Initiative.
Mm-hmm. They're producing a new play written by a young actor and writer named Maxim Vinogradov, which focuses somewhat on the life of playwright Tennessee Williams. And this young writer, who is a student, won the Hopwood Award at the University of Michigan for this play. And he won last year's Wild Award in Michigan for Best Rising Star, which is given each year to the actor with the best performance in a professional production reviewed by Encore Michigan. And that opens August 26th at the Slipstream in Ferndale. And just a little plug, this year's Rising Star Award is sponsored by the law firm of Kerr Russell. And I wanted to drop that in because they're a sponsor of theater now statewide with us. And that kind of is a final reminder for anyone interested. The Wild Awards are coming up this Monday, August 28th at 8 o'clock. The doors open at 6:30 for cocktail hour and networking. It's open to the public. So if you're a big theater fan and you want to get kind of an overview, kind of a retrospective on this past season and see wonderful entertainers, the best, I mean, we have our nominated actors and actresses who are singing. Please come. You can get the ticket information at Encore Michigan. And I hope to be back with this year's Rising Star winner. I think it would be nice for our audience to hear from this year's Rising Star.
Very good. And as you've described it to us, like the Michigan Tony Awards.
Pretty much, yes.
David Kiley of Encore Michigan. You can get details on these and other productions and the Wild Awards. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David, thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Cynthia.